Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. My name is Peter Apathy. I'm your host for this morning. And it's time for our live local interview. I have two guests in the studio today from Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Fernanda Zamoglio, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. And Rob Allen.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Rob is the interim general manager for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and we're here to talk about a community needs assessment. Rob, I'm going to ask you to start with a little bit of an overview of Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
Okay, well, I've been in this position for just over 4 months now, so the first month was very much a steep learning curve about Sitka Tribe and all they were doing. And it's just amazing what Sitka Tribe is doing. I've learned so much. And, you know, it really is a government. So we have our legislative branch, we have our executive administration, and we have a tribal courts all working together, providing services to not just our citizens, but to a lot of people here in Sitka that we're able to help. And we have our social services department that provides assistance in various ways for people in housing, in heating, providing social services. We have our cultural department. We have our Sitka Native Education Program. Those are doing education preschool through high school. We have adult cultural programs, dance, music, regalia. A lot of people getting ready for a celebration going to Juneau right now, so a lot of work being done on that. We have our resources protection department, so we're doing a lot of subsistence food. We did a whole lot of herring eggs this past couple of weeks. They call it the herring month. Don't plan on doing anything at Sitka Tribe other than herring, and that was certainly the case. We distributed a lot of herring eggs to our citizens, as well as we have a food distribution with a fish program right now that's been very impactful this past year for our local citizens, providing frozen fish, local fish, to families and households. We have so much going on. It's just been fun to learn about. We have a staff of over 70 people, $20 million plus budget, and lots of stuff going on.
So speaking of lots of stuff going on, Fernanda Zamoglio, she is the organizational development manager at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And you're here to fill us in specifically about this needs assessment.
Yeah, thanks so much for giving us the opportunity to talk about the needs assessment. So periodically, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska over the last 20 years has conducted a needs assessment of their tribal citizens to really understand how tribal households are doing day to day. And the assessment is really our primary instrument for planning, funding, and defending tribal programs. It moves the tribe from assumptions about how our tribal citizens are doing to evidence, sort of replacing vague claims with hard data that we can use to justify grants and make them more competitive. Many of our programs function on grants. We can also use it to prioritize our internal resources to make sure that we're addressing the needs of our citizens, and then advocate for additional resources. For example, in resource protection, we advocate for a lot of protections for our traditional ways of life and our traditional kind of management of resources.
So you mentioned you're looking for some hard facts. That's what you're hoping to do with first a survey. Can you tell me a little bit about what the survey involves and how people can participate?
Yeah, for sure. So the survey is quite a short survey. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete. We have both paper copies of the survey as well as a digital version, and I believe we'll put the QR code on the KCAW community calendar shortly after this discussion. It's short, confidential, and it's really one of the main ways tribal citizens can tell SDA staff as well as the tribal council what's working and what really needs to change over the coming years. The survey itself can be accessed through our website as well, and it takes about 15 minutes to complete. So we really look forward to hearing the voices of all of our tribal citizens, because even one household's survey can tip the scales on a grant proposal or highlight a gap that we were missing. So our household stories really can shape what SDA focuses on between now and 2030.
So can you give me an example of a piece of data that you would like to collect in a survey that could help you with a grant application?
Yeah, sure. So many of our housing programs, for example, or our programs that focus on reducing the burden on utilities, require hard and fast data on the number of utility shutoff notices that our tribal citizens received, or the cost for utilities. Those hard and fast data can be actually used to justify additional grants, like the LIHEAP program, which is the program that we manage to provide economic support to households struggling with heating costs.
Well, thank you for that. So, question now: you've got the survey, but you have plans to do a needs assessment, which is certainly a different approach. You're planning on setting up some focus groups.
Yeah, absolutely. So the survey actually launched mid-March, in mid-March, we already had some focus groups. So the idea behind the focus groups is if we get a general sense of what the state of play of our tribal citizens' sort of well-being is, we can dig deeper into focus groups, whether it's 5 or 10 people, and ask, you know, why this is happening, and really look for solutions from the community, co-develop solutions from the community that then we can implement at STA. So those focus groups will be ongoing. In fact, once you enter the survey, you'll be asked if you want to be part of a focus group. And if you click yes on the box, we will reach out to you to invite you to come into STA and have a discussion around critical issues like resource protection, like the housing cost, particularly in Sitka, given the realities of the expensive housing here, among others.
So if someone were to participate in the focus group, in addition to completing the survey, what would that look like? How many sessions, how many people might you expect in a focus group?
Yeah, so a focus group can be 2 people coming together to talk about the needs of grandchildren and kind of educational needs for our tribal citizens, or it could be a larger group of people that are really sort of focused on traditional ways of living and improving or perpetuating knowledge around Tlingit processing of food, traditional ways of processing food. So it could be a small group, it could be a big group. Usually it takes about 60 minutes. And we have conducted most of those focus groups at STA.
Okay. And you have an organization that's helping you conduct those, someone who has experience in leading focus groups.
Yeah, for sure. So we've partnered with Nokomis Strategies, who are based in Anchorage, Alaska, a tribally owned firm that really has a lot of expertise in conducting needs assessments across tribal communities in the country.
Well, thank you for that. Rob, I'm going to turn to you and ask you, so you're going to collect these data, both through the needs assessment, the focus groups, and through the survey itself. And how does this help the organization then kind of long term?
We will be using that in 2 ways, kind of the medium term for this year to help us in our budgeting process, which is going to get started late summer into the fall time. So we'll be able to take some of the information and data, even though some of it will probably still be raw, but we'll still have it, and we'll be using it as we develop, you know, short term for next year's budget. But next year we're also going to be redoing our strategic plan. We like to do 5-year strategic plans, and we're kind of at the tail end of our last one. So we'll be using this information, the qualitative and quantitative information from this needs assessment, to help drive that strategic planning process. So it'll really be the basis for getting that going and building the plans for each department, and looking at what are we doing now that fits in with those needs? Where are we short, and what do we need to shore up? And are there things that you know that we're doing that maybe aren't as necessary? So it's really going to drive that 5-year plan, and then it just gives us a basis that we can then use to hold ourselves accountable, to set some goals things that we want to see change, and we'll have some hard data that we can then refer back to and saying, hey, are we making a difference? Are our programs working? Are we effective? what else can we be doing? So it's going to be great for the short, medium term to help guide us, but then that very important strategic planning process. And the goal is that that will then be, the strategic plan will be driving, you know, how we focus our resources of money and staff time and programs.
So one last thing, we're almost out of time, but Fernanda, I'm going to ask you, how are you encouraging people to participate in the needs assessment and the survey?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Peter. We know people are busy and the cost of living here is high. So we're offering incentives as a thank you for people's time to taking the survey. Real appreciation for your time. So everyone who completes the survey can opt into a drawing where the grand prize is $1,000 cash. Plus several like culturally meaningful and curated items from the region. So if you are taking the survey off island and you want a little bit of Sitka where you are, we will send that to you if you win the drawing. For those participating in focus groups, we also have an offer of a gift card of $75 because it is a lot of time that we're asking you to take, to tell stories and share more information in those sessions. So it's our way of saying your experience matters and we appreciate you sharing it with us.
And we do want to hear from people outside of the community as well. You don't have to live here in Sitka and be a citizen to participate. We do want to hear from citizens that live outside of Sitka as well.
Okay, well, thank you. For more information, people can call if they want to use the phone. They can call 907-747-3207. Thank you so much for coming in. In case you just joined us, we've been speaking with Rob Allen. Rob is the interim general manager for Sitka Tribe of Alaska and Fernanda Zermoglio. She is the organizational development manager for STA. Thank you so much for coming in, and we will post the link in accompaniment with this interview here on Ribbon Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.